This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he will ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days when he assumes office January 20th. Biden made the comment in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper Thursday. Biden also said he thinks we'll see a significant reduction in coronavirus cases that have surged to record numbers in recent days, with a corresponding rise in daily death tolls. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected, and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the United States, the hardest hit country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is joining three other living former presidents in encouraging Americans to get a COVID-19 vaccination shot as soon as it becomes available. In addition, former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all agreed to get vaccinated on camera to help instill confidence in Americans to get the injection. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control vaccine advisors are recommending that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be first in line for any coronavirus vaccines that get emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. French President Emmanuel Macron proposed Thursday a donation mechanism to make COVID-19 vaccine available to priority groups of people in developing countries. In a pre-recorded speech before the UN General Assembly's first special session on COVID-19, Macron said the initiative aims to deliver the vaccine independently of its origin. Several members of a group of scientists that advised the Dutch government on managing the COVID-19 pandemic have received threats, local media reported Friday. Committee member Andreas Vos told the site he had been told to, quote, go back to Germany, end quote, in a note addressed to him. From Washington, this is VOA News.